This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment is a story about a massive explosion that has devastated the city of Beirut. That story right after this short message.
This is Stephen Strang, and I just want to call attention to the two books I've written recently called God, Trump, and the 2020 Election, which came out in January, and then the sequel, which came out in early May, called God, Trump, and COVID-19, which kind of picks up where the first one led off. I wrote both of them to try to inspire Christians and motivate them to get involved because the issues are so important in this election. And I try to make the case, I hope I do make the case, that this is the most important election of our lives. I talk about it from a spiritual perspective. I talk about the prophetic. I talk about what God's word says on these different issues. I quote a lot of Christian leaders on what they say. I kind of give them a platform. Both books are very well researched. God, Trump, and the 2020 Election has extensive footnotes, really, as both of them do. And it's my way to try to make the argument that Christians have to get involved, that God has raised up Donald Trump for such a time as this, that he really isn't like the media portrays him, and he's been a very strong supporter of Christian principles. So you can get these books really wherever books are sold, certainly online on ChristianBooks.com or Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com, as well as on my own website, which is SteveStrangBooks.com, where you can get a bundle or you can get a special price for multiple copies, and also all the copies on my own website, SteveStrangBooks.com, are autographed by the author. A lot of people like that, so I went ahead and did it as just a blessing, and also maybe a little incentive to buy there. But really, wherever you get the book is fine. My purpose is to get out the word, and I need your help to help me get out the word in this for this very important election. God bless you.
Tuesday, August 4th began like most days in Lebanon's coastal capital city of Beirut, but by the end of the day, it would be a drastically different situation. An explosion at Warehouse 12 in the port of Beirut started to burn out of control, and smoke rose high into the sky, drawing the attention of citizens who pulled out their phones and started recording and live-streaming the fire from multiple different vantage points. As the cameras were rolling, the fire continued to grow rapidly, and seconds later, a fireball erupted, sending a devastating shockwave throughout the city, and rusty red smoke resembling a volcano rose high into the sky. The explosion registered a 3.3 on the Richter scale, which normally measures earthquakes. Reports say that windows were blown out more than a mile away from the site of the explosions. The blast left a crater larger than two football fields across, and seawater has reclaimed the area once occupied by warehouses. According to Lebanon's Interior Minister Mohamed Fahmy, Warehouse 12 had been storing more than 2,700 tons of ammonium nitrate since 2013, when it was confiscated from an impounded cargo ship. The video footage shows that the ammonium nitrate may have been ignited from a fire from a nearby warehouse that was believed to contain fireworks. Ammonium nitrate is commonly used in fertilizer, and it's a key ingredient in explosives as well. For a size comparison, in 1995, the Oklahoma City bombing was a truck bomb containing 2.4 tons of fertilizer and fuel. The blast in Beirut was caused by more than 2,700 tons of ammonium nitrate. That's 1,125 times more powerful. Initial reports say that there is no evidence that the explosion was an attack, but the Lebanese people are blaming decades of corruption and failed government leadership for not dealing with the explosive material sooner. Lebanon's economic crisis stems from decades of systemic corruption by political factions that abuse public institutions for their own benefit. Lebanon has already had a difficult time dealing with their economic crisis, national unrest, and the coronavirus pandemic. St. George University Hospital suffered major damage and is out of commission now. Patients and staff have been evacuated, and field hospitals have been set up to treat patients. A doctor told the Associated Press that they knew of at least 16 staff and patients that were killed in the blast. UN peacemakers from at least four different countries were injured and killed in the blast as well. People have had to treat themselves because the hospitals are overwhelmed and aren't able to handle the vast number of injured. As the dust settles, the number of dead and wounded continue to grow, but people are doing all they can to help find their loved ones. An Instagram page featuring photos of missing people was started to help identify people. In addition to the pre-existing economic hardship and now the devastation from the blast, they are also dealing with fears of the nation's food supply, which is largely imported from other countries through the now-destroyed port of Beirut. Next to the blast site were silos used to store up to 85% of the country's wheat supply, and now those are completely unusable. Hundreds of thousands of people have had their homes damaged or destroyed and are now being forced to find shelter with family and friends whose homes weren't as badly damaged. Many nations have already voiced their support and pledged to assist the hurting city. Despite being in semi-active conflict with the Lebanon-based Hezbollah militant group, even Israel has offered humanitarian assistance. As Beirut attempts to sort through the rubble and move forward, let's pray that as the people seek for answers and their next step, that they would find their hope and future in Jesus Christ, who can redeem and restore. What the enemy meant for evil, let God use for His good. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Podcast, One Story, Well Told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every day. This is John. God bless you.